Okay, next we have an email from Roger G., and this is another question I get quite a lot. This one reads, have you read Dr. Judy Wood's book, Where Did the Towers Go? What caused steel reinforced concrete, office furniture, filing cabinets, computers, toilets, basins, and people to turn to dust? Why were so many cars so strangely toasted? All right, thank you for that, Roger, and to all the others who have written in on this subject. Of course, I am familiar with Dr. Judy Wood and her work. I am not a proponent of it or an adherent to it. I think she's made basic flaws in physics, for example, with her billiard ball analysis, which provided examples of flagrant violations of conservation of energy and momentum, which wouldn't get you past a high school physics course, let alone anything approaching a resemblance of reality in scientific analysis. I think that if anyone who watches, for example, Dr. Greg Jenkins' interview with Dr. Judy Wood sees that she certainly did not come out the better of the two in that interview, and can't even really seem to provide a coherent view of what she's talking about or the physical principles thereof. And that, for example, Hutchinson effect has been debunked over and over and over. So I absolutely do not think that there's any valid reason for believing that Dr. Judy Wood is right on any of the things that she's talking about. And also, I should mention the toasted cars, for example, have been repeatedly shown to have, for example, the toasted cars on FDR Drive, which people have gone to absurd lengths to try to explain away. All of this is by way of background of saying that there's absolutely nothing convincing that I've seen in her arguments. However, having said that, I'm also very skeptical about the, for example, the thermitic materials paper that was produced by Dr. Niels Herod et al. I think there are some scientific questions that have been raised in the last year or two about that paper that I have not seen properly addressed, so I'm going to be keeping my eye out on that. But as I've said over and over and over again on my podcast, I am perfectly happy to let all of the people who want to continue their internecine squabbles over the demolitions of the buildings and to concentrate on that 100% as if 9/11 truth equals the buildings. For people who want to do that are absolutely, I'm happy to let them do that, and I will continue to concentrate on all of the other aspects of 9/11, which no one else ever talks about anymore for some reason. No one talks about air defenses, no one talks about the money trail, no one talks about the so-called alleged hijackers, where they came from, their connections, etc., etc. No one talks about all of the background information that makes 9/11 9/11. They only talk about the buildings. I don't talk about the buildings as much anymore because, for one, I'm not a physicist, I don't claim to be one, I'm not a scientific, I'm not an engineer, I'm not an architect, so I'll leave that to other people to squabble over. I will talk about the issues that I'm more interested in, and Dr. Judy Wood is not one of them.